a special museum kids holiday shop where kids can shop for $2 gifts and have their presents wrapped. Plus, attendees can also enjoy an immersive seasonal candlelit play, House Guest, created by and starring Kingston-based Emerging Actors and Dance School of Drama and Music University students. Advance tickets are $10. Details at countymuseum.ca.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexi Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
Listening to Close Reads on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm Corey.
And I'm Madeline. On Close Reads, we share and analyze creative writing by students here at Queens. Tune in for Close Reads from Close By.
Today, the Close Reads will be even closer by than usual. We have a bit of a different episode in store for you today, in that we did not have an episode in store for you today. It's week 12, as you all know. We're busy, and all of the amazing poets and short story authors and writers in general are also busy. So we are actually going to have a bit more of an academic and a little bit also of a sillier episode going. We don't have a script, as you can probably tell. Madeline has a little bit more to say about that.
So we're going to talk about final essays, which I think everyone is very involved in right now. But to make it a little bit fun and to avoid plagiarizing our own radio show when we submit our actual final essays for this term, we're going to tell you about the analysis we were going to make in previous essays and then all the disasters and chaos that prevented them from coming to fruition. So we'll be talking about our own close reading outside of this radio show, which is a little bit interesting and hopefully will be fun.
Yeah. Corey and Madeline are stressed out fourth year students. Corey is a linguistics major, although their English 274 essay due today and English 380 essay due next week might suggest otherwise. Madeline is in her final year of her English degree, but is still three essays and a Shakespeare exam away from her final submission of the term. Before we get into all of that, though, we are going to listen to some music. The first song that we have for you, all of our music from today is also going to be from our classes. I don't have any disaster stories about English 380 yet, which is taught by the amazing Basma. She listens to our show sometimes, so hi if you're listening. We love you. But one of our readings was Mustafa's music. So we have Iman, Name of God, and Stay Alive, which we'll try to get to all of them during the show. And then there's a song from Madeline's gender studies class that we'll try to stick in there at the end if we have room. But it's a very academic episode.
So, as you can tell.
Yeah, so our first one, we're going to have Iman by Mustafa.
I'm standing here by your workplace, hoping that you're there, wearing the things you said on my face like they're a prayer. You left me on a tightrope between God and your father, and there's not enough air. I know that you can hold me, but just hold me in somewhere like you want me. Like you lost me, and oh, what I feel alone. Iman, you're grown. You can leave if you want.
demon. You say praying isn't easy. In all the ways you need me, I'm from God. In all the ways you reach him, I flood. Hold me, but just hold me like you want me, like you got me.
By the amazing Mustafa the Poet. And as we just said earlier, the two of us listened to that song as part of our assigned readings for English 380 Canadian Culture, which is a focus on dialogue between different diasporic communities. And it's taught by the amazing Basma Rahman.
I love that class so much.
I love that class, but I do want to tell a little bit of a cautionary tale of something that I experienced in that class. And so
you did it to yourself, I feel.
It's something that I did to myself.
Experience it.
Okay. Well, you know what? I was trying my best. And so as I was saying, for this class, we talk a lot about narratives of belonging and home and unbelonging. And as part of that, we were supposed to write an essay. We are still supposed to write an essay on the sort of the narratives of belonging, unbelonging, and longing in the different texts that we read in this course. And originally, I was going to write about Skim by Jillian and Mariko Tamaki, who are two wonderful Canadian... go read it. It's a graphic novel. Jillian and Mariko are... they're cousins. They're from Toronto and Ottawa, and they like wrote and illustrated this beautiful graphic novel about this sort of queer coming of age story in a Catholic high school. And I believe it's supposed to take place in Toronto.
It's Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really lovely story, and I really liked it. I wanted to pair it with it's a comparative essay. So for those who are not in English, that means you take two texts and you put them in conversation with each other. You talk about the comparisons, the similarities, and you contrast the differences. So I wanted to compare Skim to Brother by David Chariandi, who is also Canadian. Also go read it. He is a professor, I believe, of creative writing at U of T right now, so very close to home. And that's a book that also takes place in Toronto with a lot of emphasis on Regent Park, Scarborough, and also the Rouge Valley. And I wanted to talk about the different sort of aspects of like the alternative relationships and the sort of the unique sort of interpersonal bonds people make and the way that they produce belonging. But as that might kind of indicate, that's not actually like a concrete feature in either text. It's kind of just, it's a plot point. And the worst thing you can possibly ever do in an English class is just talk about the plot. Like they warn you against it constantly. And that's a big problem that I have. I struggle to identify literary devices. I want to talk about vibes. And so the problem that happened here for me with this essay is I had nothing to close read. I was going off of vibes and I created an outline. I created a terrible, terrible thesis and I was going to write this essay. But then I realized like there's nothing to write. There's nothing to analyze. And so I can't do this. But luckily for me, I continued through the class and I read more books and we encountered How to Pronounce Knife, which is a Giller Award-winning short story collection by Suvankam Thimavongsa. That's a lovely collection of short stories. So I identified two in particular that I really enjoyed. And then Mon by Kim Tui, which is, it's called a novel, but it's a series of vignettes. And both of these books are, so Mon is about a Vietnamese immigrant who kind of finds belonging through her cooking and her relationships to her community through her Vietnamese restaurant. And then obviously it's a series of short stories, so they're quite different, but there's lots of things about desire and like belonging and, you know, like your connection to other people and to place. in how to pronounce knife, and I was able to find something much more concrete in those two. So I won't say anything yet. In case Basma's listening, because I do have to still finish that essay, get it in.
We don't want to be like self-plagiarism from
our radio. Yeah, I don't want to plagiarize myself, so I won't say. But there's something much more concrete.
I disagree with the idea
that I hope to talk about.
I feel like if it's my ideas, like I wouldn't want to submit like the same essay to multiple things, but it's like,
I think that's the danger that they worry about. I just don't think anyone would do that. Like, I feel like people
would.
I feel like people take these classes because they like to yap, though. I don't know why you would want to yap about the same thing multiple times. Maybe I'm just a nerd.
I think
maybe that's just me.
Because it's like, I've had a couple, what was it? I had a class where I had to define the same thing multiple times, and I was like, I already said this perfectly, and now I have to say it all over again.
Well, there are classes, and you know, the two of us were actually in this class. It was a Indigenous science fiction class taught by Hannah Skrinsky a couple years ago in the English department. And as part of this exercise, because you had to submit an outline of your essay and then the actual essay, you could cite yourself, in fact. So it wasn't plagiarism to
use. Did we have to cite ourselves? I thought we just...
I cited myself. I put myself in my work cited as Vigneron Madeline. Oh, but yeah, so we were supposed to use the aspects from our online, obviously, in the actual essay it turned into. And as part of that, we were able to just cite our previous work to show that we knew that it was
I forgot about that.
Work.
That was so funny.
So I think that was a good way around that, because then you're able to build on your own work, which I think is a lovely thing.
Something else that's lovely is the CFRC.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk a little bit about the CFRC and everything that it does for us. Obviously, you're listening to this program on CFRC right now, so
Yay.
You know how important it is. But aside from close reads, CFRC presents weekly events and concert calendars, hosts live on-air performances in our studios, and shares event and calendar listings on our website to help local musicians, artists, venues, and arts promoters spread the word about the wonderful creative work in our community.
So in order to support this kind of work, we would really appreciate if you donated to the CFRC's funding drive to help us support and grow the local arts scene. You can do this at cfrc.ca, and you can use the Give to Queens Now option to get a tax receipt for your donation. Or if you donate through our website securely, you can get amazing free CFRC gifts and chances to win raffle prizes from local businesses. For every $5 donated, you get a raffle ticket and lots of CFRC swag.
While you think about that, while you go on to cfrc.ca and get your donation in, we'll be playing.
No, I still have my, don't we?
Oh, we still have.
Don't we?
Well, I was going to.
I think it's my turn.
Okay, I'm so sorry. We're going to listen to Corey while you do that.
Yeah, this one's supposed to go down here. Our script is kind of a disaster today. Sorry, guys. We typed it like while we were sitting right here because we've been typing away on other essays. Today I haven't really worked on an essay. I've been practicing I'm the accompanist the guitar accompanist, and Christine is the pianist for Queen's University Chorus. So if any of you are looking for something fun to do on Sunday, entries by donation. It's at the Spire at 6:30 p.m., it'll be fun music, and I'll be there playing bass guitar and regular guitar. It'll be a fun time. But anyway, this story is from a little longer ago. So I had my, Madeline didn't have a close reading for hers, is where this goes.
That was the big problem.
But my problem was that I didn't have something else. I did have an idea. So I wanted to talk about Women in Love.
Not the concept, but the book.
No, like it's a book. From, I want to say, is it the 20s?
I think it's D.H. Lawrence now, yeah, so modernist.
Yeah.
20th century.
So I wanted to talk about either like the homoeroticism in the book, or there's a character named Hermione, and her relationship with men is like very interesting. Actually, one of our friends is writing a really cool essay about this, and I'm meeting with her tomorrow so we can like peer edit, hang out, discuss our ideas. So she did this. So this did not get done. She did it, and she did it amazingly. Separately, we had the same thought for this because Hermione's relationship with men and her own gender is really interesting. So she kind of has this desire to dominate that we discussed in class, this idea of fascist subjectivity and the authoritarian personality. And it really links like violence and sexuality in the novel, because there's a scene where she's like gonna go kill a guy, and it ends up being like very like sensual language happening. It's a very weird thing going on there, and there's a lot of interesting stuff. But I was already behind on writing my essay proposal for the class, and I was like, okay, I'll do my jot notes, I'll do my little brainstorm, and then I'll grab the book and find the quotes. And I could not find the book. Like, it was gone. I knew that I had had it for the midterm because I studied off it from the midterm, but it was just gone. And all of my annotations and all of my notes on the book were in the margins, because that's usually, I like to be like right on the page when I'm close reading something. I like to, you know, really get in there into the text. And it was just gone. So I sat on the floor and I cried for a while. But then I pivoted. And I pivoted to write about cabaret instead because that's on my computer and I can't lose that because it's through, what is it called? Criterion?
I was just going to say it's through the internet.
Yeah. But like, I'm not going to lose the internet. So I needed, after that scare, I needed to have something that I knew wasn't going to disappear. So I pivoted to writing about cabaret, but that was, I think, even worse than not having the close reading was just not having the text. So if any of you are stressed about essays, at least you probably have the book that you're writing on.
And if you don't, like, just make sure right now, just go to your bookshelf and check before you commit to that essay. It'll save you a lot of hassle later on.
Yeah. I do have my book for 380. I'm doing it on Brother, which Madeline was mentioning before. And then Mustafa's songs and the songs we're getting to now are the ones that I'm going to be writing my essay on. They're called Stay Alive and Name of God. We have Name of God, up here first. And yeah, I'm planning to connect some ideas about like belonging, identity and community for like Black youth, especially like Black male youth in Toronto, because the songs and the book have like have the same setting, and connecting this to ideas of like grief, but also music as something that's community building. It's still, you know, it's still percolating. My English 274 essay is due sooner, so it's more done. But this is one of the songs. They're both really beautiful pieces. I really have enjoyed like getting into Mustafa's work through this class. So here is Name of God.
Both our eyes are red. You're high and I'm crying. You're trying to forget, but it hits me every time. You pray next to me, right hand holds your left sleeve, turning our heads gently, cause when it ends we fight. And in that warm winter I withered, I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like. Makes me wanna cry. Whose Lord are you naming when you start to break things? It's my only life you hold. And when you left me waiting, I thought, did you do it in the name of God? Already done, and I walk to the nearest door just to see someone. And everything is black, your hands and my past. If I don't wait tomorrow, promise me you'll laugh. And in that warm winter, I withered. I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like, and every treat pain as a choir. Whose Lord are you naming when you start to break things? It's my only life you hold. And when you left me waiting, I thought, did you do it in the name of God?
هتعمل حنة اليوم؟ محمود مدير وانت؟
انا؟
ايوه
انا
انت بقى حاجة سبحان الله.
انا لسه بس
إنسان ومسلم.
I love that song. I think it's so beautiful.
And we're going to take... In the music video, there's like that dialogue at the end has the video accompanying it. Like his music videos are also so good. So definitely when you go back and re-listen, because I know everyone's going to want to go listen to his stuff after this, make sure to check out the music videos too for the visual piece.
Yeah, they're a text in itself. You can definitely do a close reading. Corey will be doing
a close reading.
Yeah. But before we talk a little bit more about close reading, we do want to plug something else. Faithful listeners will remember from last week, we were talking to a couple of our friends at Quilt.
And we also are friends at Quilt.
And we are also friends at Quilt. And we wanted to talk about the Quilt launch, which will be happening this Tuesday, December 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Grad Club. And we'll be launching the most recent volume of Quilt, which is The Body.
And we'll have like live music, the authors, which little sneak peek for listeners of Close Reads. I am also authors.
Plural,
yeah. But I'll have a couple pieces that are in that if you want to come hear me read those out. Yeah, we'll have live musicians, live readings, and you'll also be able to buy the volume. Tickets are $10 and the volumes will also be $10, but you don't have to buy a volume to go. They're just beautiful, so I want everyone to have one.
Yeah, so doors are at 6 p.m. Like we said, it starts at 6:30, but if you can't make it in person, we will also be broadcasting it.
It'll be live. We got confirmation today.
Awesome. So we will be broadcasting it live. So, you know, if you can't make it down to the Grad Club, but you do have access to a radio
or a computer,
tune in and listen. I think it'll be really nice. I'm really excited to hear the readings, but also the exciting live music. It's always nice to have live music.
Yeah, the broadcast will be starting at 6. So the event starts at 6:30, but in that 30 minutes between doors and the event starting, we have... some amazing musicians. Their names are Scout and Harper, and they'll be occasionally joined by Lee, one of their guests, to play some music for us after doors, so that 30 minutes will be part of the broadcast. We are already 50% sold out, so if you are able to come in person, it is such a great vibe at the launches every year. Get your tickets soon, because already half of them are gone. And if you are interested in getting tickets or more details or anything else, check us out on QU Quilt on Instagram. Yeah.
Awesome.
So picking back up where I left off before, I pivoted to cabaret. And I actually did notice, like, I was kind of stressed about having to to redo my thoughts so fast, but I feel like doing this show has really helped me improve my close reading skills and like not even speed, but like just like I'm able to kind of hone in on those things that I want to close read. I feel like better than I was able to before. It's been a really fun like muscle to work. So I started this, the essay. I wrote the essay proposal. I was really excited about it. And then I realized I should check the essay instructions. And I submitted my essay proposal and it was all great. But I realized the essay is supposed to be 900 to 1200 words. And I checked and my proposal was like 1300. And for anyone not in my class, the proposal is a thesis. And then like you have your evidence, claim evidence analysis for two body paragraphs. And I was at 1300 words with just two body paragraphs. Like you didn't even have an introduction or anything, just the like the thesis part of the introduction. So then I was like, uh-oh, because I pivoted a little too well, I fear. So my essay is about Cabaret, the 1972 film, to clarify. And I kind of talk about the way that the film kind of pairs moments of like extreme violence with moments of like entertainment and leisure. So the ways that we're seeing the ways that like characters are turning away from violence and political action towards entertainment. And I think that the film really wants to develop this connection between leisure and political apathy. That's as much as I'll say on that. But I was also interested in the way that it, and for anyone who is not familiar with Cabaret, it takes place in Germany and it's interestingly kind of in the background of the characters' lives until it's too late, but the rise of the Nazi Party. And I was interested in addition to this idea of like entertainment not being separate from the political sphere, I was also interested in the way that I felt the film was getting rid of this idea that the Nazis and the Germans at the time were completely separate. This idea of that being like a completely separate group from Germany. So there were a lot of really interesting things happening. There's a scene where there's dancers in like Lederhosen while there is like a violent assault happening, like committed by Nazis. And so I think the back and forth between there was creating interesting things about like quote unquote German culture Because obviously it was a caricature of it that was happening in the performance, but even so. And then later on, there's a part when a character is saying that they don't have to worry about the Nazis because the Nazis are going to deal with the communists. And then later on, it's like, we can control them then. And then another character says, who's we? And he goes, Germans, of course. So there's this idea that this like this separate, non-threatening entity that then like the true Germans will deal with, as opposed to addressing like a real issue like within it. So... but I did not have time or space to include any of that in my actual essay. So I'm going to have to focus on the breakdown between the entertainment and the violence, and not the breakdown between like cultural identity. Yeah, that's kind of it. Madeline, do you want to quickly do your last story before
I did just want to note before we close off, before our last song, we don't have time to play the song, but in my gender studies class on science fiction and fantasy, we've been doing a lot of fan bidding. We've been looking at videos made by fans on YouTube that compile moments from different TV shows and movies and underscore them with music. And I just want to recommend for all the fans out there, the video is called Man Pain. The person who posted it is called Wings with Things, I believe. And it is a it's a wonderful fan vid of various TV show clips about man pain and what the real price of man pain is. And hint, it's the death of women. And so check that out. The music is a wonderful song by an artist from Hamilton, Wax Mannequin. It's called The Price. And I just wanted to say, you know, check it out. And we're not going to play that song, but next we will be playing Stay Alive by Mustafa, the last song that we read in our wonderful class.
We didn't even have time to tell us about the essay that you wrote.
Have time to talk about the essay where I wrote the completely wrong essay and then read the instructions. But
we hope this made you feel better about your own finals. And with that,
here's Stay Alive.
Here's Stay Alive, yeah.
Spend losing my marbles, fam. I got a Glock 4-5. I've been going God, fam. I've been rolling with some Yemenese kids. A bottle of lean, a gun in your jeans, and a little faith in me. A plane in the sky, the only starlight on this never-ending street. The cameras in cops, we could have been stars on our mother's new screens. On our mother's new screens. All of these traps and all of these street signs, none of them will be yours or mine, but I'll be your empire. Just stay alive, stay alive, stay alive.
I've been trying to keep my cool, man, before I lose it.
These colors and flags, the sweat on your back, you're doing what you can. Pride in your hand, a price on your head, you can never let them win. Just put down that bottle, tell me your sorrows, I care about you, fam. I care about you, fam, oh, oh. All of these traps, and all of these street sounds,
and welcome back to Melodies of Myth, where we explore short historical tales blended with Indian classical and Western music. I'm your host, Simar Kaur, and it's an honor to accompany you on this journey of discovering the rich interweaving of music and history. Together, we will explore the stories, traditions, and timeless melodies that have shaped our understanding of this art form. Today, I want to start off with an instrumental version of the song Lag Ja Gale, which roughly translates to Embrace Me, My Love. The original song was sung by Lata Mangeshkar and was featured in a 1980s film. But this version by Anurag Mohan really captures the emotional depth and beauty of the original, letting the music speak for itself, showcasing the musical brain that goes into composing a song long before lyrics are even added. And with that being said, enjoy the soothing melodies as we set the mood for what's to come. Forward, here's a song titled Lal Ishq, which translates into Red Love. Sung by Arijit Singh and composed by Sanjay Leela Bhansali, this song captures the intensity of love and devotion. Its classical melody and poetic lyrics make it a deeply emotional track. So sit back, relax, and let this melody take you on a journey of timeless love.
Thank you. जकड़ना ये ठंडा चांद पकड़ना
Now, before we delve into our short story for the day, we have a performance from a truly unique artist, Cassius Khan. A master of Khyal and Tumri singing, this Canadian artist is renowned for his ability to blend classical Indian music with storytelling. Sound familiar? Because it is basically what we here at Melodies of Myth are here to do as well. So stay tuned for an unforgettable musical experience from this extraordinary artist. For today's short story, I thought, why not talk about one of the most influential Indian classical singers of all time? So, let me take you back to the 16th century Mughal Empire, where Emperor Akbar ruled a vast and diverse land. Among the treasures of his court was a man whose talent was considered nothing short of divine. His name was Tansen, a legendary musician of Akbar's Navratnas, or Nine Jewels. Okay, so one evening, Akbar, the emperor, deeply intrigued by the mystical tales surrounding Tansen, posed a challenge. "I have heard," the emperor said, "that your music holds powers beyond imagination. Prove it to us tonight." Sultan Sain, ever respectful, bowed and asked which rag his emperor desired. Okay, so context, rag is a type of Indian song, and there are many rags that surround Indian classical music. Okay, back to the story. With a glimmer of curiosity, Akbar the emperor chose rag Deepak, a melody set to summon fire with its intensity. The court fell silent as Tansen began. His voice, rich and full of emotion, filled the grand hall, and as the notes of rag Deepak soared, an unusual warmth enveloped the room. Slowly, the oil lamps flickered to life, one by one, their flames dancing without a single spark. The court watched in awe, some moving back as the heat became almost unbearable. Tansen's mastery was evident, but so too was the rag's dangerous power. The fire it summoned seemed to consume not just the space, but the musician himself. Realizing the peril he faced, Tansen's disciples stepped in. They had prepared for this moment, knowing the risk of rag Deepak. One of them, under Tansen's prior guidance, began singing rag Megh, the melody of rain. So the musician's soft and cooling tones rose to counterbalance the intensity of the fire. Clouds seemed to gather above the palace, and a gentle rain fell, soothing both the fiery rag and Tansen's strained spirit. And when the final note faded, the court erupted in applause. Akbar, moved beyond words, he stood and declared, "Tansen, your music is not just an art form. It is a divine blessing. You have shown us that music holds the power to create, to destroy, and to heal." From that day, Tansen's legend grew even greater, and his relationship with the emperor deepened. You see, his music wasn't just entertainment. It was a testament to the boundless power of creativity and devotion. And Tansen's legacy still lives on as a symbol of the transcending magic of music.
Thank you.
Alright guys, and before we head back to our music, here is a short PSA from the TEDx Queens U Club. They say, get ready for 2025. Join hundreds of curious minds at Queen's University for a day filled with inspiring talks, thought-provoking ideas, and transformative conversations. TEDx Queen's U is one of Canada's largest student-led TEDx events, where speakers from diverse backgrounds take the stage to share ideas that challenge and inspire. Stay tuned for more details on tickets and programming by visiting TEDx Queens U on Instagram. TEDx Queens U 2025 is also calling for sponsors. If you have an idea worth sharing, this is your chance to take the stage in front of hundreds of curious minds at one of Canada's largest student-led TEDx events. Together, we can amplify innovative ideas and create an unforgettable experience. Interested in sponsoring? Email us at sponsors@tedxqueensu.ca for more details. All right, this next song is called Samjhava. And yeah, I might be biased because it's one of the first songs I learned on the guitar. Actually, I believe it's the literal second. First was Love Story by Taylor Swift. But yeah, Samjhava is one of the most melodic songs I've ever heard. So give it a listen here.
मैं तैनू समझावा कि ना तेरे बिना लगदा जी मैं तैनू समझावा कि ना तेरे बिना लगदा जी तू की जाने प्यार मेरा मैं करूं इंतजार तेरा तू दिल तू यो जान मेरी मैं तैनू समझावा कि ना तेरे बिना लगदा जी तू की जाने तेरे बिना लगदा जी मैं
तेरे बिना लगदा जी
With this song, our time today comes to an end. But I hope to see you next Friday at 1:30 p.m. here at Melodies of Myth.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us.